This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet, as well as on the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, wherever they're listening to us from, also to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. A special shout-out goes out to our roughnecks working the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, Wyoming, and Montana, William and the gang, plus our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia, and a special shout out to the Merchant Marine folks, too. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website and follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Unfortunately, we have to talk about the coronavirus, whether people like to, whether, you know, some people like to talk about it or not, because I got all kinds of questions from people. And the one question that I got last night was from a group of students at USF, and I thought it was very fascinating. It was from a young lady. Her name was Cynthia. And she said, my group that I'm in, and I want to ask you a question, because we all feel the same way about this. Do you think that the news media is trying to sensationalize the coronavirus news story? And I went back to her without any doubt or hesitation in my mind, yes. Furthermore, so isn't the Democratic Party. What say you?
You know, any kind of a crisis is always preordained by Democrats to see what they can do to blame
Rahm Emanuel. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And look, in order, the big complaint is there's not enough test kits. Do you think that Donald Trump said to, you know, the manufacturers of the test kits, don't send any out there, suspend sending them out where they need to go? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of government bureaucracies.
Yep.
And because of regulations and stipulations and blah, 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 that test kits wouldn't be in the volume that we necessarily would want them and the timing of it. I mean, that's just, I mean, how many test kits did we have available for Ebola, you know, under the Obama administration?
Had to be made. They all had to be made, right?
All right. So, you know, everybody just needs to just breathe. Just calm down. Now, I understand that, you know, people don't want to be infected. I get that. They don't want to stop living. I get that, too. But at this point, things just have to be reasonable. And for some of these things that are happening because of the anxiety and the fears, I think some of these decisions are just absolutely going overboard. To the point where people think, you know what, I'm not going to stop living for 2 weeks and I'm not going to quarantine. So they're even going to lie about being sick, or having, you know, some indications of being sick. So is it contagious? Yes. But it will be contagious because people aren't doing the right things.
Yeah.
And that is, the world is a dirty place. You know, we talked about this the other day.
Yeah.
You know, be careful what you touch because things aren't being cleaned. And, you know, sadly, the cruise ship industry has been known for this for years.
You betcha.
Don't touch anything on a cruise ship.
Remember all the people that got sick on some of the food and whatnot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, airplanes have been known to be that way. So, you know, this might be, you know, somewhat of a good thing that we just start some hygiene and kind of disinfecting what's around us. That might be kind of a good thing. I mean, if you go any fast food or any bathroom out there, wherever you pull the bathroom, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. How many people don't do that?
Yeah, I've seen many, and I just shake my head.
Exactly.
They're creating their own problem. The other thing is have you ever noticed in a restaurant, folks, the more the better suited restaurants, they not only have the soap and the water there, but on the way out the door, they got the hand sanitizer too that's there, and it says all employees must use this before leaving. I've seen that in a number of restaurants lately.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. This is kind of a weird part of the conversation here.
I know.
But it's getting to the point where bathrooms, when you take the towel and dry your hands off, keep the towel in your hand and use that to open the door.
Exactly.
And then you throw it away.
Yep.
Then you throw it away.
Yep.
Don't touch that door handle.
Yep, that's just another little... good advice from Denise. Now, very quickly, the president is going to skip the St. Patrick's Day lunch with Nancy Pelosi. No corned beef and cabbage for him.
Well,
can't say
going either.
Ooh, I wouldn't want to have lunch with Nancy Pelosi anyway, would you?
Well, no, but I mean, you know, at some point, is any of this ever going to stop?
No.
Exactly.
No, it's not, because they've set their own course, and they're not planning on altering it at all. And it goes back to what I was telling you about the media. They're all in bed together, and they just don't want to stop. They want to keep this going because they think they got the upper hand. They think the people are eventually going to come their way, and they're going to take control of the Senate, and they're going to keep control of the House, and it's just not going to happen, folks. People have had it with this nonsense. They've absolutely flat-out had it, and they realize where it's coming from. I'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about on a Monday morning.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. Permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
To the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Click on the logo link on the right tab of my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, for the opportunity to win, number one, a free gun a day giveaway. It's a different gun every day. And number two, to sign up to register for that $25,000 grand prize, which is going to be given away after Labor Day. So you get a double opportunity to win big from the USCCA. All you got to do is go on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. And good luck. We want to announce somebody here from the show winning that. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Got a question from Robert in Springfield, Missouri. Donald Trump Jr. reportedly has challenged Hunter Biden to a debate. It's a two-parter. First of all, Willie, and second of all, did Hunter Biden show up for his paternity hearing last week? I don't think so. I'm not sure, but I don't think so.
One is that Hunter Biden isn't going to debate anybody, okay? He wasn't. And Hunter Biden's lawyer, it does not appear that he was, he did show up in court, but I don't think he's got a bench warrant. I think the lawyer said he cannot be available until after April the 1st. So, the judge 10 days ago said you better be here in March unless your hair is on fire.
Yeah, or else.
And apparently. Mm-hmm. But apparently the judge is, or the lawyer is saying, well, we can't be there. So where that is, I don't know. But I don't think there's a bench warrant.
Okay. Well, that takes care of that. And we'll find out later, I'm sure. Now, Bernie Sanders
we'll go political here for a minute. There's four states on this Tuesday coming up for a vote, presidential primary. The one that's got the largest number of delegates is Michigan. Now, back 4 years ago in 2016, Bernie Sanders won that state. He just got the endorsement over the weekend of two different people, Jesse Jackson and Jane Fonda. And Sanders needs Michigan to with a win, but Joe Biden is looking very strong there, and he's got some pretty significant numbers, if you will. He also picked up the endorsement of Kamala Harris over the weekend.
Yeah, all that's correct.
So what do you think?
Well, just be very watchful about this Biden-Kamala Harris thing. I think I said on your show one day last week, just be cautious on that one because she could be maneuvering herself
to be the vice president. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And if, you know, he lacks the mental acuity,
mm-hmm.
Now, that's to say that he'd become president. Mm-hmm. But if you play it out, he lacks the mental acuity and things go sideways for him and she becomes president. So
right.
I don't think that'll ever happen. But mm-hmm. that's the machinery working in the background.
Now, late Sunday night, early Monday morning, it was reported that South Korea, that North Korea apparently launched three unidentified projectiles. We believe they were the short-range missiles again.
They were. This came from South Korea media and also Japan's. They were launched from a town called Sondok on a mobile launcher. Those mobile launchers can really only handle weight-wise and size-wise the short-range projectiles. But here come the five European member states of the United Nations Security Council, and they're whining, Belgium, Estonia, France, Germany, and Britain, oh, we're going to have a meeting because this is, you know, clearly shaking the security in the region. Well, duh. So, yeah, I don't think anybody's really panicking about the fact that, you know, they're doing these little short-range tests, and North Korea is saying we have every right to do this when it comes to, military drills and whatnot. Okay. But our officials are saying that it appears that these are all the same kinds of missiles that they were doing in all the testing last year. There's an awful lot of similarities. So we'll see what the UN Security Council necessarily has to say,
okay.
if anything.
Now, there is a very strange news story coming out of Europe that maybe it's time for the European Union to talk directly to North Korea. What could they possibly do?
Well, that's the whole point. It's only been the United States that's been having some interaction with North Korea. So where's everybody else? And so I think that's probably the point. You know, they want to go kick North Korea in the shins, and they should. But, you know, they're such, you know, they have no spines over there in Europe.
Speaking of which, there's 16 million people in Italy have been told to stay in place because of the coronavirus issue they're having there. 16 million.
Pretty much the entire northern part of Italy around the Lombardy area is shut down.
Wow. Now, you know who Ray Kelly is, right?
I do.
Okay. Former New York Police Department commissioner, I believe he was right after Bernard Kerik. He says that he does not see any way out of the current New York City crime crisis caused by this new law that the state legislatures passed about the no bond, where they can just, you know, be dismissed and walk out the same day.
Well, that's pretty much everybody's conclusion. You know, nobody's more thankful than the criminals.
Right. And they go back out and commit more crime. That's what this is all about.
Yeah,
that's what
within hours, within minutes, in multiple times.
Yep.
So
You know, you're going to have these people that are going to be arrested 187 times, and yet they're never going to get into a courtroom with see a DA.
Okay, so. we got a question here from Dennis, and Dennis is in Cleveland listening to us right now. He says, Captain, I listen to you every night. He says, I'm out here on the road. I go between Cleveland and Buffalo and back and forth. The question for Denise is Libya. Right now, Turkey is in the middle of the action there as well as in Syria. When is the United States going to get dragged back into all this?
Well, I would like them to, but I'm much more of a hawk than anybody else is, because I want this stuff to be resolved. But under the Trump administration, we're not going to get involved in Syria, and we're certainly not going to get involved in Libya. So we've deferred it all to, you know, Russia. We've deferred it all to Europe. So you guys all figure it out. You know, Trump is not going to get into any other military conflict. So where does that put Libya? That's a tough one. Libya has been ablaze for quite some time.
Uh-huh.
And Erdogan is operating with wild abandon. He just opened up his borders again, and now you have thousands of migrants that are headed towards Greece,
right,
which is in violation of the agreement that Turkey had with Europe through Germany.
Correct.
So now you got all these refugees, and now you got people that are, you know, you got guards and police and military in Greece that, you know, they're firing tear gas and everything else. What are you supposed to do? You know? So, yeah. And now we're in a coronavirus, and Erdogan does this? I mean, what the heck?
By the way, Eric just chimed in from Seminole. Good morning, Eric. He says the European Union has far more to worry about with regards to migrants, Turkey, Libya, etc., than they do worrying about North Korea.
Touche. Precisely right. But I would say that, you know, this is Europe needs to get in the game, and they haven't been in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can do two things at once, and that includes North Korea, and that includes Turkey and Syria. France is the only one that's been doing anything, as crazy as that sounds, but they've been doing it in the Sahel region, and that's really about it. And not very well, but at least they're doing something. But Germany's not doing anything. Not too sure that Belgium's doing anything. Anyway, where's Spain? Where's Italy? Well, Italy's in real trouble.
All righty. Well, yeah, they are, because their chief of staff in the Army has just been diagnosed with coronavirus. Jeez. All right. I'll let you go. We'll talk tomorrow, and I'll see you soon.
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check her out. Go there to her website. Check out the articles. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, we learned Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz says he'll be staying home because he had a brief interaction with a person from New Jersey at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. The man testing positive for coronavirus and is being treated in the Garden State and is under quarantine. Cruz saying in a statement that he is not experiencing any symptoms and feels fine and healthy. Cruz says his interaction with the man occurred more than a week ago and was less than a minute long. The conference held in National Harbor, Maryland. In the statement, Cruz saying, "Nevertheless, out of an abundance of caution and because of how frequently I interact with my constituents as part of my job, I have decided to remain at my home in Texas this week until a full 14 days have passed since the CPAC interaction." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God have you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it's time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. We'll tell you all about that in just a second here. But you can find them online, naa.edu, naa.edu. Go there, find out what they're all about, and here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy is well aware of the fact that many of our young people now coming out of high school are not going off to college, but rather they're coming out of a trade school, a vocational school, a technical school, where they've learned a trade. But the trade that they've learned may be one that requires a union card. And in doing so, when you become a pipe fitter, a welder, you might be a carpenter, you might be a plumber, you might be an electrician,
then you're going to wind up being in a union. And, oh, by the way, you are not going to start at the top dollar. You're going to start out as a 80 percenter is what we call them. And you're going to be placed on probation for possibly as long as a year. You're going to be considered to be an apprentice, which is what they call you, until you go through the procedures you have to do to become full-fledged and full-time and full pay. Now, they don't tell you that when you're learning that in school. You have to find that out when you get out there yourself. So how would you like to take the trades, the tools that you got, the things you learned, and what you can learn additionally, and become an aviation maintenance tech? Now, that's a job that'll pay you a 40-hour week, right around $60,000 a year to start. There is an abundance, an underabundance of aviation maintenance techs around the world, and they are desperately companies and countries and airlines, both commercial, private, freight carriers, are looking for certified aviation maintenance techs. Now, once you get your certification, it's good. It's good. Unless you do something stupid, it's good. It's that simple. My buddy George, who got one, I don't know, 40 years ago, is still certified as an aviation maintenance tech, even though he's retired. But it never goes away, your certification. It only goes away if you go away. So here's the deal. Check them out online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then give them a call after you go to the website at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour at either their Concord, Massachusetts facility or their Clearwater, Florida facility down here, right here in the Tampa Bay area. So that's 800-659-2080 or naa.edu, but ask to take the tour. You'll be glad you did, because I'm telling you, right now, it's worth the price of admission, which is free. All right. A toy maker who responded last year to a stern letter of complaint from a young Arkansas girl has released imagery of all new female variations of classic plastic green army figurines that have occupied toy stores since the 1930s. In addition, green plastic army women have set up features with working dogs and handlers, Rosie the Riveter, that sort of thing, which is what they're seeing right now being sold in the toy stores for the young ladies. Also, a man who served in the U.S. Army for less than a year was sentenced to 19 years in federal prison without parole after he pleaded guilty to attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State group, according to a judgment filed Wednesday in a Missouri Western District Court. Maybe should have got more. And the Army is trying to ease the burden of its frequently deployed air and missile defense soldiers, as well as address with what some lawmakers call a modern-day missile gap facing the troops. They will come up with something, even if it means more missiles, more batteries, more units. Because apparently the problem right now is they don't have enough for all the different hotspots around the world. And a jailed Army veteran is seeking release on charges for allegedly plotting to bomb bridges and tunnels leading from New Jersey to New York City. He's in an indefinite holding pattern until he shares his mental health records to prove that he was not mentally capable at the time of all this. We'll see what happens. By the way, beyond the aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford, the Navy is now launching a deep dive into the future of its aircraft carrier fleet. Now, the Secretary of Defense, who's dissatisfied with current Navy plans, conducted his own assessment. And in studies, they clearly show the deepening concern over how China's growing might and the Pentagon's eroding budgets could affect the iconic, expensive super carriers being developed. Because right now the emphasis is not on the super carrier, it's on submarines, what we call boomers, the nuclear-capable subs. And the U.S. Navy supports and is anticipating sending an additional two destroyers to Rota, Spain, which will bring the total number to six of the DDGs that are based in Europe over there. The Chief of Staff, Naval Operations, approves that. And a Virginia shipbuilding company could be fined nearly $162,000 over the death of a supervisor who fell while working aboard a vessel, according to online records from the Occupational Safety and Health Administration that were retrieved by the Associated Press on Friday. We'll see what happens there. That would be a significant fine for the situation involved, but someone did lose their life, so that's not to be surprised, I guess. By the way, the California Air National Guard participated very heavily last week in speeding up the coronavirus testing kits to the cruise ship that was off the coast of California, scrambling back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, getting the test kits there so they could test the people on board the ship. And it worked. The ship is coming ashore, Oakland, in the container port facility there, not a passenger facility. Fewer people around, but people just the same. Longshoremen, that's what they'll be looking at, longshoremen. And a new tool developed by an airman at the RAF, that's the Royal Air Force in Mildenhall in England, could greatly reduce the time needed to find fuel tank leaks. He's developed a device that will find the leaks in a matter of minutes versus days in some cases. Now, to combat the Chinese threat that we keep hearing about, the U.S. Marine Corps has declared ship-killing missile systems its top priority. The Marine Corps is all in on fielding mobile anti-ship missiles in the Pacific to challenge China's growing navy, declaring it in written testimony to the Senate Armed Services Committee, their Sea Power Subcommittee, to be its highest ground modernization priority. Obviously, you could fire ship-killing missiles from shore, or you could fire them from other ships, or guess what? You can even fire them from the amphibious vehicles that they have. Whatever. But it could all be done. And one of the main weapons the Marines need to stay in a future fight, the anti-ship missile, is scheduled for a test fire in June. So they'll be finding out sooner rather than later what's going to work and how it's going to work for them. Can't wait to hear about that one. Oh, by the way, you folks in Wisconsin, you've got a new leader. The Wisconsin Army National Guard took the oath of office, officially inheriting a command that was rocked by a bunch of scandals in the last few years. Hopefully they'll get that all straightened around. Wisconsin is a good state. We don't want to have to be reporting bad things about good people. So there you go. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere. We are going to get into some serious financial talk with Chris in lieu of what's going on with the oil mess.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And she's listening to us right now up there in Carrollton, Georgia, on our affiliate, AM 1330 WLVB. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia, just down the road a piece. Now, my conversation with Chris Markowski is brought to you by one of those tourist traps here in Florida, but it's a good tourist trap, especially if you like good food. And they've got some great sandwiches at Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside the Mixon Fruit Farms retail store at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. Now, let me tell you something. The renowned Cuban sandwich, the Grandma's Pot Roast, the BLT they have with Applewood Bacon, stacked high, the amazing Superman sub, the new Captain's Club they've got there. Oh, you got to try that one. That's great. I had one last week. It was fantastic. The Forklift Burger, large and in charge. And don't forget, they've got a meatball sub there now. They've also got salads they make. They've got homemade soup and chili and whatnot when you feel the urge. And guess what? You can finish it all off with an orange swirl ice cream. Oh, boy, I'm making myself hungry again. So, that's Mixon's Roadside Cafe. You can check them out. Mixon's Fruit Farm, the retail store right there inside. Their phone number, 941-748-5829. Call them up today. See what they have to offer. And you got to stop by there, you folks that are down here from the north watching spring training baseball. You got to stop by before you leave and find out what I'm talking about, the hidden gem of Bradenton. All right, speaking of hidden gems, here's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. You know, European markets, I'm looking at the headline here, have their shares have fallen 6.2%, and Italian stocks have failed to trade, and BP has tanked 18% as oil prices crash, some of them as much as 35% right now.
Oh, without a doubt. Right now there's a lot of uncertainty in the oil markets where OPEC and Russia failed to come up with an agreement moving forward. And what Saudi Arabia has done, said, okay, fine, we're just going to lower our prices and keep pumping. And you've seen oil prices drop a significant amount. I mean, it's kind of, I've never really seen much of anything like it. And, you know, kind of, we can talk about Russia. We can talk about OPEC and OPEC, you know, no longer having the clout that it had. I mean, the reality is that this was all started pretty much by the United States, because we've become energy independent, because we've gotten oil out of the ground, because we drilled, baby, drilled. And, you know, it's funny just to think about, you know, not too long ago, everybody having a heart attack about oil prices, you know, going up to $200 a barrel, and it's going to keep going up. And that's just not the case. So this is going to benefit the consumer, but there is a disconnect, and you're going to see certain oil companies out there that might be able to weather it for a certain period of time. But then you're going to also see oil wells where it's not that as profitable to get the oil out of the ground. You might see them shut down before. This is not the first time that this has happened. It's happened before in the past. And you know, everything will basically shake itself out. This is a commodity, and this is how it operates.
Well, the story I'm looking at from Bloomberg, consider the source, but here's what it says. Russian President Vladimir Putin is targeting the U.S. oil industry by refusing to reduce oil output against the wishes of OPEC leaders as economic anxiety rises amid a global coronavirus outbreak.
Well, listen, in the back of his mind, he's saying, you know, we want to get oil prices back up because they're an oil-producing nation. Gas as well, and that's how they make their way in the world. I mean, they don't make much of anything else as far as exports are concerned. And they say if we get the price down, maybe many of these American oil companies won't be able to survive, and then the price can go back up. And it's a cycle to some degree, because, you know, what will happen? The prices will go back up, and then a lot of some of the oil companies will reopen again. And, you know, we, you know, wake up the next day and the sun will come out tomorrow. This is just kind of how that market works. They used to be able to control it. They used to be able to get the OPEC. It remembers the old OPEC meetings. Everybody would pay so much attention to what OPEC was going to do with production. They, you know, had a sword over the world's head. They don't have that anymore.
Yeah, and I'm talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. You know, with the coronavirus adding to the complexity here, Italy has imposed a lockdown on 16 million people to combat the virus. In addition, we've got, I guess it's Greece is having a big problem there, too. But isn't that most of, northern Italy that's shut down right now?
They have basically traveled and quarantine areas in the northern parts of Italy. And I'm going to remind everybody why this is a big deal for them over there. That is the industrial part of the country. That's where a lot of manufacturing is done, and most of their major companies all exist in that area up in the north, and they're trying to get their handle on this virus and get it under control. But yeah, they're most certainly going to be a disconnect. The Italian economy is not particularly strong in the first place, so they're going to be feeling this for a while.
Now, the other thing is, we've had the cruise ship problem. Now, we had the one in California. They finally decided they're going to let it dock in Oakland, which is not a passenger port. It's a container port. I've been there before, and there's very few people around there except for the longshoremen that are there, number one. And number two, we had a bit of a scare yesterday off the coast of Port Everglades, South Florida. cruise ship had to sit out there and wait while the results of two crewmen who had been on the ship that was in California transferred over to this one, had themselves tested because of the fact that they might have had the virus. They didn't, so the ship was allowed to come in some 14 hours late, but it came in nonetheless to Port Everglades.
But listen, I like the abundance of caution. They're doing the right thing, because once you get a control of it, you're going to see the number of infections, and it's not going to happen yet. You're going to continue to see more and more infections because many people have it. They don't realize that they have it. But what they're trying to do is just put a stop to it. Once it stops growing and it starts going the opposite direction, which China was able to do, then you can get a bit of a handle on it. So, it's good for the authorities to be very, very cautious with this, and we should be applauding what they're doing in regards to trying to get this under control. However, on a personal level, no. Should people be, getting all bent out of shape and overly alarmed over this? No. No. I think the authorities are doing a pretty good job right now. I really am. So, it's good that they're taking a look at these things and, checking and making sure that things are done the right way.
Well, you talk about taking advantage of the situation. You had two people up there at a racetrack in New York City that stole $2,000 wearing the virus face mask that they wear.
Oh, I knew that was going to happen. I knew that was going to happen. It was a matter of if people were going to start robbing, that somebody was going to start using that as a way to steal stuff. But wasn't a matter of if, it was just a matter of when.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is, the world economy is sitting there just watching what's going on, and they're waiting to see what China's going to do, because China's going to be pretty much rebooting their economy right now, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to get themselves up and running again and getting a lot of their factories up and running. Starbucks is reopening their stores, and they have been. Apple as well, and looking to get themselves on the right path. So that's a good sign. But again, it's still out there. Global markets are panicked. Again, you got oil and coronavirus at the same time panicking things. So I would expect a lot more volatility in the markets. Today is going to be a crazy day, as far as the markets are concerned. It's not just the coronavirus, but it was also the oil that comes in. But it'll pass like everything else does. And we'll be through it in a, month or so. And then it'll be one of those events that will be forgotten, six, 8 months, a year down the road. So, I try to tell investors, this is not something you panic over.
Well, Stephen Moore totally agrees with you and says the economy is going to come roaring back.
The economy, I did the jobs on Friday, was off the charts.
It was 100,000 more than what they thought. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a very, very strong, strong number. So we got a very, very strong economy and a strong foundation right now. And when you have a strong foundation like we have, you're able to bounce back from things like this. And when the bounce back is where you have, you really see an extraordinary upside. We didn't get that after the financial crisis. We didn't have that. There was too much government involvement, too much regulation that slowed that down. With the conditions as they exist today, we're going to get a strong bounce back. I don't know if it's going to be this week, next month, or next year, but it's going to happen.
Okay, here comes the music. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Always a pleasure to talk to him. And hopefully everybody calmed down a little bit after hearing what Chris had to say. Yeah, we might have some slopes going down and going up and vice versa, but it'll all come back. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Join
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.